Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Most of us do not know when or how we will die, and what will cause our mortal ends. Though death is certain for all of us, there are many unknowns as to when it will come knocking at our doors. While there is danger and risk to us losing our lives each and every day, most of us get to go through life with relatively blissful ignorance about when our lives will end and how we will cross over to the other side. There's a certain comfort in not knowing. It allows us to focus on living, not obsessing over when and how it will all come to an end. Not so for Jesus, especially as his final days are related in the Gospel of John. He knew he was going to die, and presumably he knew when, why, and how. He knew that he would be killed in Jerusalem. He knew that he would be betrayed by Judas, and that the temple priests would rile the people up to cry out for his blood. He knew that he would die a painful, execution-style death at the hands of the Romans. And he knew that afterwards he would descend to hell to duke it out with the devil there. He lived his whole life on earth preparing for that final Passover week in Jerusalem, and he saw every painful moment coming. It was absolutely audacious that God would die for us. It is always tragic when innocent blood is shed, but it is cosmically disturbing that the Creator of the universe would humble himself to die by suffocation while nailed to a Roman cross. Why would God do such a thing? Why would God willingly and knowingly choose to die? And why would God choose to die for a bunch of sinful people who deserve no redemption whatsoever? In a word, love. God could not remain far off while we all headed to our graves alone. The heavenly throne room was not satisfied with our deaths, so the Son was sent into the world that we would not be isolated and estranged from our Creator after we had left the created world. When Jesus bowed his head, succumbing to his own death, all those who have died were greeted by a righteous friend who loves the whole world unconditionally. Jesus came to them so that their weakness would be illuminated by the light of heaven itself, and death would surrender to eternal life. On Good Friday, we hear the story of Jesus' death as related by the Gospel of John. Though I hope you have all heard it before, I hope that this year you will listen to understand the great lengths that the people living in Jerusalem went to in order to place their trust in death. They believed that by killing Jesus, they would save themselves from the wrath of the Romans, from the wrath of a God who does not abide heresy and self-idolatry. Ironically, paradoxically, they made an idol out of death, believing that by killing this one guy who had a large following, they would ultimately save their religious faith that they held so dear. Pontius Pilate also trusted in death to save him. Before crucifying Christ, he had already crucified thousands of Jews before him, an act so extreme that even the bloodthirsty Romans could no longer stand his governorship and removed him. He believed that the threat of death was the source of his political power and showed his devotion to death by executing thousands to preserve it. Jesus, on the other hand, did not fear or trust death but beat it at its own game. He submitted to his own mortality, willingly and knowingly, because death is powerless in the face of the divine love of God. While those around him wrongly believed that killing others would solve their problems, Jesus had no fear of what they were doing to him. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and knew that there was nothing to keep him from the love of God the Father, not even death on a cross. May the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. I hope that you have enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.